despite the ringing in her ears and the gauze in her head, despite her hugely aching skull and the big knot of hurt swelling on her brow, Jaina had never been so filled with the Force. She could feel it in every cell of her body, swirling through her like fire, burning more ferociously every moment. She had never felt so strong or so quick or so alert. She could drive her fist through a Durasteel wall or catch a blaster bolt between her fingers. Despite the red curtain of blood cascading from the gash where Vatok's helmet had split her forehead, she was aware of everything, including that grenade sailing toward her. So Jaina reached out with the Force and sent it flying back toward her brother. An instant later, the weight pressing down on her grew lighter as Kytus's attention shifted to the grenade. She started to force hurl her friend's body off, then recalled how her brother had been anticipating her attacks. She grabbed the Beskad hanging from Vatok's waist, then sent his body flying after the grenade. The iron saber had barely cleared its scabbard before the hammer fist of a grenade detonation jolted the forum. Vatok's body was silhouetted against the orange flash of the explosion. Jaina held him there, shielding herself from the fiery heat of the blast, and felt the searing bite of shrapnel only in her legs. The detonation swept the last wisps of gauze from Jaina's mind. Not waiting to see if she had been seriously injured, she let her friend's body drop to the floor and leapt after her brother, lightsaber in one hand and Vatok's Beskad in the other. Kytus turned to meet her with his good arm forward and his wounded shoulder behind. Jaina struck high with the lightsaber and low with the Beskad. Kytus slipped back, allowing both blades to pass, then sprang forward and counterthrust, trying to impale her with her own momentum. Jaina was already spinning past his crimson blade, pivoting on a dead stormtrooper's chest plate as she brought Vatok's Beskad around at neck height. But Kytus had anticipated her once again, leaning away to take the blow on his wounded shoulder rather than across his throat. Jaina did not even feel the Beskad cleaving bone. She simply heard a voice, Jason's voice, cry out in shock and pain. Then an arm landed on her boots. In the next instant, Kytus was whirling away, screaming and flapping a red stump, and something hot and wet splashed across Jaina's face and throat and began to burn like acid. Still, Jaina launched herself after Kytus. The loss of an arm did not seem to faze him. He simply turned to meet her attack, his yellow eyes blazing with pain and fury, and their lightsabers met in a brilliant explosion of color. Jaina brought the Beskad around again, striking low for his thigh, and knew she was in trouble when Kytus did not even try to block. Kytus deactivated his lightsaber and let it drop between them. Jaina felt the Beskad begin to bite, then her brother's palm sank deep into the pit of her stomach. In the next instant, she was riding a bolt of Force lightning across the chamber, her muscles cramping, her teeth grinding, her ears roaring with the fiery sizzle of burning synapses. A full second later, she slammed into a Durasteel wall and felt a terrible popping in her ribs, then dropped to the floor, still holding her lightsaber and the Beskad. The Force lightning had died away, but her muscles remained useless, aching knots, and the stench of scorched flesh was so powerful, she wanted to retch. Across the chamber, her brother was in little better shape. He sat slumped in a half-collapsed chair, his remaining hand clamped over the stump of his missing arm, his thigh wound dripping blood onto the floor. His yellow eyes were staring at Jaina, more in confusion than rage, and his head was cocked as though he could not quite believe what he was seeing. "You, Jaina?" Jaina managed to raise her throbbing head. "I haven't changed that much, Jason. And I hope you know how much this Sith nonsense is steaming Mom and Dad." Somehow, Kytus forced himself back to his feet. That would have been impressive if it weren't so criffing scary. "Where's Luke?" he demanded.
"Right behind me,"
Jaina said, also standing. She squinted in his direction, trying to keep him in focus so she could kill him.
"Come over here, and I'll show you,"